Hello, and welcome to On the Leading Edge with Leading Edge Real Estate, where we explore what it takes to build and operate a successful real estate brokerage, how to grow and scale your real estate business, and how to market and promote yourself to become the go-to real estate expert in your community. At Leading Edge, we understand and truly believe in a holistic approach to work and life, and we help real estate professionals get there through state-of-the-art technology, innovative training, and a culture that empowers all to flourish. Let's get started.
Hi, this is Paul Majdowski from Leading Edge Real Estate. I'm joined today with my partner, Linda Okoneski, and we are talking about dark listings. And this episode of our vlog on dark listings is really engaged around the agent. And how can the agent be aware of dark listings and when they're going in a competitive sense on a listing appointment, if the consumer has been approached by a disruptor that's offering to pocket a listing? Linda, what are the signs?
No, it's interesting. We had an agent go out following someone who had really sold clients high-end listing. We're talking about a sophisticated, savvy consumer that was sold on, listen, you have two chances to list your house. You have two chances. I have this exclusive group of buyers, VIP buyers, that we can sell it to, and you don't have to go on the market. And then if, in fact, it doesn't sell, we can put you on the open market, and you won't suffer the punishment of having long days on market. It's a win-win. And when our agent, matter of fact, it was Ramsey, walked into this appointment, they were thinking, we want to list with these people. This sounds great. And Ramsey's like, think about this. Would you want to go to an auction house and have to sell your item to one or two buyers? Or would you like hundreds, even thousands of people in the audience? Where are you going to do better? And they hadn't thought about that. The consumer is being kind of sold a bill of goods that benefits those companies that want to list and sell and get all the commission, when in fact they're not thinking about the personal adverse impact on their own pocketbook and on how much money they'll fetch. So I think it's really important for every agent to go on a listing appointment going, don't get snookered. Don't be bamboozled. There's a lot of shenanigans going on that you have to be aware of. And I think it's really, really important that an agent can articulate that this sounds good, it sounds convenient, and in fact, you won't be exposed to the open market. The other thing is that people forget to tell people you still have to move. Nothing's easy. You still have to touch every single thing in your house. That's the hardest part, right? Yeah. The packing, moving, and sorting, and decisions. The actual impact of the selling your house, you have to keep it clean, isn't so bad. And we're excited to be announcing our Simple Move program at our next meeting, Paul. So there are certainly ways to make this a lot more convenient, but you don't have to leave a dime on the table.
So I think what you're saying is agent beware. You know, as we've described in previous episodes of the Dark Listings vlog series, they're out there, the predators are out there, they're going to try to bamboozle the consumer that this is the best thing for them. Rarely is it the best thing for them. And for the agent to really be listening closely to what the seller has learned from another agent and describe to them the importance of exposing the house as globally as much as they can, correct?
Absolutely, positively. And when that happens, it's the win-win-win. The consumer wins, the sellers win, they get the most money in best terms. Buyers all have a chance to get into everything. Every agent feels like they're fairly treated and their buyer had the best shot. The listing agent knows they did the best thing for the seller. And then the company wins because they have happy consumers. Even if they didn't sell it themselves, they'll get referrals and know that going forward, that company can be trusted to always do the right thing.
All right. Well, agents beware out there. Always do the right thing as we practice and encourage our agents at Leading Edge Real Estate. Linda, it's been a pleasure today, and I'll look forward to our next vlog episode.
Sounds great. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks for joining us. If you like our podcast, we'd love it if you'd subscribe and leave us a review. Check us out at leadingedgeagents.com or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of On the Leading Edge.